He'll next face a murder charge. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Tennessee man in court a short time ago.
Mr. Axton, in your first case, you're charged with especially aggravated kidnapping.
But the case against Cleotha Abston got more serious after police this morning identified a body found last night as Eliza Fletcher's. She's a mom and a school teacher from a prominent Memphis family. Her remains found near an SUV. Police say Abston tried to clean up. He was initially linked to this crime by
the items that were left behind at the abduction site, a cell phone, as well as a pair of sandals that were later sent to state investigators who linked them to Abston through DNA. He, of course, has a history of kidnapping. He was convicted in 2000 to more than 20 years in prison for kidnapping a Memphis lawyer.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis. It's back to school today in Uvalde, Texas, though kids are not going to Robb Elementary, scene of the May massacre that left 19 students and two teachers dead. It'll be torn down.
Uvalde has another elementary school, and another unused building is now repurposed for teaching young children. Parents have expressed frustration that security measures like fences are not completed, cameras remain uninstalled, and door locks are not upgraded.
Fox's Evan Brown. Britain got a new prime minister this morning.
Liz Truss took office today after meeting with the Queen, who formally asked her to form a new government as centuries of tradition dictates. Earlier today, former Prime Minister Boris Johnson had his own meeting with the Queen to officially step down, although he had announced his intention in July.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers. The day after the Coast Guard called off the search for 9 people missing after a float plane crashed into the Puget Sound Sunday. They've released the names of the 10 people on board. One was found among the crash debris. Among those killed, a Spokane civil rights activist, Sandy Williams, and the founder of the Ross Andrew Winery in Washington State. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
It's 9 weeks before Election Day, with most campaigns kicking into high gear across the country. In Massachusetts, they're voting today. In a late primary,
Democratic Attorney General Mara Healey looks to make history as the first woman and openly gay person elected governor of the Bay State. She will face the winner of the Republican primary, which pits Trump-backed former state representative Jeff Deal against businessman and political newcomer Chris Doty. Former President Trump lost the state by over 30%, but Republicans have found electoral success in the Commonwealth. Since 1991, only one Democrat has been elected governor. Current Republican Governor Charlie Baker has maintained a strong approval rating in multiple polls. Baker has been critical of the former president and has not endorsed either candidate in the primary. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
More and more Americans have been traveling again after a busy summer full of flight cancellations and delays. The TSA reports the 8.76 million passengers screened at airports over the holiday weekend is the first time a holiday weekend screening volume exceeded 2019 levels. Now a story that might be very interesting to those of you who snore or kept awake at night by someone who does.
Obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA, impacts millions of Americans each year, and airway obstruction often manifests as loud snoring. Swedish researchers looked at thousands of people who have the condition and divided them into two groups, those with cancer and those without it. The study measured their breathing disturbances and found patients with cancer generally had more interruptions during their sleep and more severe sleep apnea. Researchers said the study can't show OSA causes cancer, only that it's associated with it.
That's Fox's Gianna Gelosi on Wall Street. The Dow was down big earlier. It's rebounded. It's up 70 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.